Okay, today's daf is daf Chaf Beis. We are up to what we're going to start from is on daf Chaf Beis of an Aleph, about the sixth line, Tani Debei Rebbe Yechiya. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh line on Chaf Beis of an Aleph, Tani Debei Rebbe Yechiya. So yesterday's daf discussed all about the Shnios. Just got to sit there and think about the exact cases that are being worked out, but it's list off all of the Shnios Larayas. 2 days ago we had the sources for Shnios, continuing to yesterday, all of the Durabanans, the Chazal added on to the Chayvei Lavin and the other Arayas of the Torah, and yesterday we had the eight Shnios listed in the Brisa. The Gemara already alluded to the fact that Rabbi Chiya had an extra six. So that's what we start off today. A few more lines about Shnios, and then the Gemara gets off to other topics. So Tani Debei Rabbi Chiya, seventh line on Chav Beis Amar Aleph. Shlishi Shebe Beno Veshebe Bito. So let's stop there. There are going to be six, really three categories of Arayos here, six cases, but three sets of two. Shlishi Shebe Beno Veshebe Bito. What does that mean? That's a great-granddaughter. Great-granddaughter from your son or from your daughter. Rashi explains on the second line. Shlishi shebibno means bas ben bino, your son's daughter. It's your great-granddaughter. Or your daughter's son's daughter. So your great-granddaughter. Those two are added on. Vesheba ben ishto, vesheba bas ishto. Also, great-granddaughter of your wife. In a case where it's not yours, as we'll see. Shebe ben ishto v'shebe bas ishto, that's your wife's son's daughter, or your wife's daughter's son's daughter. So again, great-granddaughter. First four cases are four great-granddaughters. All of those four people, shnia, those are shnios to you. Your two great-granddaughters, as we'll see. What's the difference between the first and the second case? The first case is a case where it's your great-granddaughter and not your wife's great-granddaughter. How is that? Basanusa. If a person is ma'anis, a woman, and there's a son born out of that relationship, so that son's daughter or that daughter's son's daughter, either way you could have a case of a great-granddaughter to yourself and not to your wife. That's what Rashi says, as we'll see later on, basanusa. So first four cases are a great-granddaughter, and next, five and six are Revi'i Shebechamav v'Shebechamoso Shnia. The fourth generation going up from your father-in-law or your mother-in-law. Shebechamav, what does that mean? Your father-in-law's mother's mother. Your father-in-law's mother's mother. That's Chamav. Aim Chamav. And that is, if you start counting from your wife, that's four generations up. Your wife, your father-in-law, his mother, and then the mother from there. So that's why the Gemara calls it Revi'i. Revi'i Shebechamav is your father-in-law's mother's mother. Veshebechamoso as well, your mother-in-law's mother's mother. Those two people are Shnios to you, and that's called Revi'i because if you start counting from your wife up, that's four generations, Shnia. So we have six cases, four great-granddaughter cases, and two cases of an in-law's mother's mother. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rabbeinu L'Ravashi, Maishna Lamala D'Chashav La L'Ishto, U'Maishna Lamata D'Chashav La L'Ishto. Why is it that when we count it up, meaning in the last two cases, five and six, the cases of Chamov and Chamoso, we included the wife in the categorization. We said it's the fourth generation. Four generations from up, from the wife. Wife, in-laws, and then mother's mother. That's four generations. But in the first four cases, or at least let's focus on the first two cases for now, as the Gemara will only discuss those in a minute. In the first cases, we say it's three generations, but that's not including you or your wife's generation. Three generations, shlishi, that's your great-granddaughter. But if you're including yourself or your wife, that would be a revi'i. So why does, in these six cases, in Rabbi Chiya, the last two cases, number five and number six, we include in the categorization the generation that you and your wife are in by calling it a revi'i? Well, in the first cases, we don't include this generation. We just call it a shlishi. Says the Gemara, because there's a chilak, l'mala, when you go up, in the last two cases, the isur b'kach ishto ka'asi chashavla. In those last cases, the only reason that that woman is related to you is because your wife, you marry your wife. So we're talking about your in-law's mother's mother, your father-in-law's mother's mother, or your mother-in-law's mother's mother. Either way, your wife plays an integral role in that reason that that woman is usher to you. So that's why we include the wife in the categorization. And we call that revi'i. Lamata di isura lav mikach ishto ka'asi. But in case 1 and 2, where it's the isur has nothing to do with your wife, right? It doesn't have to do with your wife. How does it not have to do with your wife? That's why I alluded to before. It's bas bi'anusa. The first two cases could be talking about a daughter from an anusa. So lo chashiv la. So it does not include the wife in the categorization. You are then asked the obvious question though. What about case 3 and 4? The middle two cases, which have to do with the wife, the Surah Mikach Isha Kasi, we're talking about the great-granddaughter of the wife, V'lo Chashav La, and still it only says, calls it a category 3, not category a Shlishi and not a Revi. So that case, case 3 and 4, is also because of the wife, and yet she is not included in the categorization. So Gemara answers, you're right. Since in case 1 and 2, we are talking about 3 generations down from him, and therefore because it's only him, it does not include the wife. So too, when it goes up, it's a parallel to him and her, himself and his wife, so it also doesn't include her. Even though you're right, she does have something to do with the reason that these women are us. Okay, so those are 6 more cases of Shnios added on to the 8 that we had yesterday, 14, and we had a few Sveikos at the end of yesterday's daf, whether they're included or not. Period. Amalei Ravashi the Rav Kahana. One final question about Shnios. Ravashi asked Rav Kahana. Shnios tebei Rabbi Chia, yesh lahan hefsik, o ein lahem hefsik. These Shnios of Rabbi Chia, do they stop ever or not? We had this discussion yesterday. Do these arayos go ad infinitum? Obviously, they're not going to be alive. So much overlap to your great-great-grandmother. There's not going to be so many years, even to make it theoretical. But does it go ad infinitum? Or do you say, no, there is somewhat of a hefsek? So that's the shayla of Rav Ashi. What is this question on? Is it on all 6 cases? Or is it on only some of the cases? So if you look at, sounds like from Rashi, and the top Tosfos as well assumes that the Shaila of Rashi is going on all 6 cases. All 6 cases, there's a suffix of whether they go forever or not. The Ramban, the Rashba, and others cannot fathom that it would even go on case 1 and 2. Because case 1 and 2 is which case? It's a direct granddaughter, your son's son's daughter, or your daughter's son's daughter. Says the Ramban, says the Rashba, those have to go forever. Because we know, we learned yesterday, trying to put it all together from yesterday, but we know that a son's or a daughter's daughter-in-law, says Tosas, Kalas Beno or Kalas Ben Beno, the in-law of the second generation is already Usser. So you're going to tell me a direct, and that's Usser forever. Kalash Beno is Usser ad infinitum. So you're going to tell me your son's son's daughter is more mutter to you? It's closer of a blood relative. So that's why Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, and others argue. They quote Rashi and Tosfos, who say that this question is on all 6 cases. And they say that can't be. Because what's the possibility? That there's going to be a limit to your son's son's daughter, and that's it? It doesn't go further? But how can that be? You're going to tell me that doesn't go forever. And yet, Kalas Beno, where an in-law comes in, that goes forever? So that's why the Ramban and the Rashba assume that this question is only on case 3, 4, 5, and 6. But in case 1 and 2, it for sure doesn't work. And they even quote a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Avraham Asur Bechol Nashe Yisrael. Sarah Asura Bechol Anshe Yisrael. The Yerushalmi here says that Avraham is Asur to all women. Bechol Nashe Yisrael. Avraham, meaning Haraya, meaning all his descendants. His son, son's daughter, everybody. All his descendants, all son, son's daughter. Right? So it's not Yisrael, it's Yaakov's daughters. You know, all the descendants, they quote the Yerushalmi, meaning the first case 1 and 2, is not in the Safik. The Magen Mishnah, though, has a very important question, which might have bothered us a little bit yesterday. The Magen Mishnah, in Alavav, in Ishus, interprets the Rambam as Rashi and Tosfos, because he seems to have the Safik even by the first two cases of Shlishi Sheva Benova Sheva Bito, and he says, Arise is not based on Svara. Arise is not based on pure logic, and you might have cases that seem to be a little closer to the person than others, but one's going to be asked, one's going to be mutter. Can this be kashas? You can't make kal v'chomers when it comes to arayas, as we'll see later on today. So you're right, even though it seems somewhat odd that a in-law might be more usser than a direct descendant, but that's the way it is. You can't ask kashas from arayas. But either way, we didn't answer the question yet, but it's a machlokas we've shown him. Rav Ashi's suffik, is it on all six cases? That's Rashi and Tosfos, and maybe the Rambam. Or is it only on case 3 through 6? Yeah. Can you be mechalik between descendant of an anusa and descendant from your wife? Meaning, the only reason that here there's a havamina to make it limited is because it's an anusa. Maybe, I mean, it has to do with, Tosas brings in with Yerusha, right, about Chokos, whether there's, whether that erva exists or not. The Nechanami, maybe that's a way to go. Okay, so Tashma, let's try to prove it. So again, the suffix is, do these go forever or not? So Tashma, Dama Rav. Rav said yesterday, Dala Nashim Mishlam Hefsik, Vesulo. Rav had the statement yesterday that four women have limits. Vesulo, and that's it, it doesn't go further. So doesn't that show that only those four that Rav discussed yesterday, but not anyone else, including the six from today, or the four from today? So Dilma, Kikama Rav, he must listen. No, it's very possible that Rav was only commenting on yesterday's Brisa. The Brisa had a list of 8 shios. Rav says, no, 4 out of those 8 have a limit. But who says he was talking about our 6 today? So therefore, there's no Raya. Tashma, another try. Shlishi Vravi. We had the Lashon today of Shlishi, the third generation here, or the fourth generation there. So Shlishi V'Ravi in Tfeilo. Isn't that to teach me that it's only Shlishi and Ravi up to that, and Tfeilo no longer, no more than Shlishi and Ravi, that would be Mutter. So Gemara again answers, Dilma, Mishlishi V'Elech, Ravi V'Elech. Maybe it means that's the start of the problem. Mishlishi V'Elech and Ravi V'Elech are all included. But Lav Dafka, that it's going to be Shlishi and Ravi. Period. So this question is not answered. This question is not answered. The question is then, how do we paskin? The question is not answered, how do we paskin? This is a major machlokas Rishonim. Some are paskin l'kula and some paskin l'chumra. The Uraim paskins l'chumra. The big shaila is, how does he paskin l'chumra? This is all the context of shnios. Shnios are d'rabanan. Usually we say, suffik d'rabanan l'kula. So this is a big discussion. When there is a suffik in the Gemara, for example, a teku, there's an unanswered question in the Gemara. Is that a suffik? And therefore, the regular rules of suffik apply. Suffik d'rabbanan l'kula, suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. You have a teku. So is that, we know if they have a suffik, you're not sure if suffik's kosher or treif. Okay, you can go l'kula. So by d'rabbanans. But is a suffik in the Gemara? If the Gemara doesn't answer a question, is that always a suffik? Do you treat that as a regular suffik in din? So that is a major machlokes. So that's part of this issue. Here, this is an answer. So the Uraim pasul l'chumra. That doesn't mean that he doesn't hold to the principle of suffik d'rabbanan l'kula, but he might hold kol teiku l'chumra afilu b'd'rabbanans. So that's why machlokes here, whether you paskin l'chumra or l'kula. Good. The Achiezer suggests also in Gimel Yurches, maybe there are other reasons here. Maybe Arayis is Chamor. Maybe even if you paskin generally Lakula, you paskin Arayis is more Chamor. Maybe because he suggests that Arayis has a smach to a pasuk, as we had yesterday, Yishmarti Bismishmarti. There are psukim that relate to this. So it's Divrei Kabbalah, where sources are a Navi are more Chamor. Sometimes we treat Divrei Kabbalah as a Din D'Araisa. He quotes the Turei Evan. We discussed that Turei Evan. Turei Evan, beginning of Maseches Megillah, with the Turei Evan is bechalik between the nighttime reading of the Megillah and the daytime reading of the Megillah. The nighttime reading is a pure din d'rabbanan, while the daytime reading, he says, is divrei kabbalah. It's based on uvyamim ha'elin is karmanasim, and he says they have differences. Divrei kabbalah have d'oraisa elements in them, so you'd be mechalik and din in certain areas. Okay, so that's a question about how we paskin. Period.
Is there mamzerus by
shnios? What a mamzer mi d'rabbanan? On a Drabbanan level. And it depends how far you take shnios. Shnios are not chayvi krisus. Usually we're going to have later on, a daf mem tes or so, that the machlokas tanoim, what's required to create mamzerus. So we'll discuss it then. So Amalei Rav Nachman. Okay, a little bit more of shnios, but not really a shnios discussion anymore. So Amalei Rav says to Rav Nachman. We get up to some fascinating other issues today. Chazimar haimei Rabbanan, asimimai Rav. Have you ever seen a Rav coming from Eretz Yisrael, v'yamar bo b'ma Rav, and did he ever discuss as follows? Gazru shnios b'geirim olo. Gazru shnios b'geirim. Where they go to shnios by geirim, by converts. What do you mean? So a convert, as we're going to discuss at length right now, a convert, when they convert, a man or a woman, halachically has no relatives. they are no longer related to their family. Biologically, they are, but they are no longer halachically related to their family. They're going to have that principle of, as you can already look at the last line before the Mishnah, Gershon is Gaya Kagan Shinola Dami. This is it. Here's the Gemara. Gershon is Gaya Kagan Shinola Dami. A ger that converts is like a child that's born, meaning no relatives. So the halacha, though, is that we give the relatives of the ger the status of arayos midrabanan. As we'll see, for one of two reasons. One of two reasons why we say that the ger is still related midrabanan to his family. Fine, we'll get to why that is. The question, though, is, do we also, are we gozer shnios? Do we give the relatives of the ger, the shnios of the ger, do we give that status as well? So Amar Lei, says the Gemara, what do you mean, says Rav Nachman, hashtu ma erva gufa, the erva, the mother of the ger herself. Midal raisa, this ger can marry his mother. Ger can marry his mother, midaraisa. Can marry his sister. So what's the whole reason? One of the reasons that we say that a ger cannot, had it not been for the reason of, so people shouldn't say, what does that mean? A ger, when he is a goy, is not allowed to marry his mother. Right? One of the big seven, one of the Sheva Mitzvot Noach, is Gili Arayos. What's Gili Arayos? There is differences between a Jew and a non-Jew's Gili Arayos, but let's say it's at least his mother. A goy is allowed to live with his mother. Now he's going to become Jewish, he can live with his mother. We don't want a goy slash ger to be able to say, oh, when I was a goy, that was usser. Now I'm a Jew, it's all mutter. There can't be anything that was usser and now is mutter when he becomes Jewish. Right? Judaism adds on laws, doesn't take away laws. That's a dindra abundance. That's why in many areas we're going to see this principle of banu. He shouldn't be able to say that he comes from a kedusha chamura, a more stringent way of life, to a kedusha kala. So the whole reason that we're gozer on his arayas himself is an iser drabanan, because he shouldn't be able to say banu mikdusha chamura kedusha kala. So, lo gozer rei abanan. So therefore, gushnios, we are going to gozer, so that's why we don't. Because had it not been for this reason, we wouldn't have been gozer at all. So shnios mi boi. So shnios, we write the rhetorical question, we're going to be gozer. So therefore we say, there is no such thing as shnios when it comes to gavers. Tosfos adds on that later on, in a few lines also, we'll see a different reason why we're gozer arayos on gerim, and that is because it's going to be confusing to Jews. Because Jews are going to see this ger marrying his mother, and they might say, he can marry his mother? Oh, I didn't realize mother's a mutter. And therefore, they're going to get confused between relatives who are of a ger and relatives of a full Jew, and therefore, we make the gzeira that all his relatives are, again, are us. Tosas deals with why we need these two reasons. Why do we need two reasons to be gozer on the relatives of a ger? Number one, Banu Mikdusha Chamur L'Kdusha Kalos. He shouldn't be able to say, I used to have a Chomor existence and now I have a more Makel existence. Or the other reason of confusion. So Tosfos says, about 15 lines into the Tosfos, Tosfos says, Yesh Lomar, maybe each one of them is for different relatives. One is for Krovim Min Ha'av and one is for Krovim Min Ha'aim. Because only Krovim Min Ha'av were Usser before he became Jewish. Before he became Jewish, paternal descent. By non-Jews, we believe in paternal descent. Yerusha goes by that, then others. So by paternal descent, that was already usher before us. There, you say the reason of, if it was already usher before, it's got to be usher now. But the maternal relatives, the krovim in ha'aim, they were an usher beforehand. The krovim in ha'aim are not usher for a guy, and therefore, you don't have the reason of banu b'kedusha chamura l'kedusha kala. So that's why you need the other reason of confusion when it comes to the relatives from the mother. Why don't you just have that reason? So it says, because, no, people aren't going to get confused by Krovim and Ha'av, because everybody knows paternal relatives are the relatives. So no, you don't need the other reason for that. So that's why Tosfos says you need both reasons for this case. It's an important Ritva. The Ritva here says, where's the Ritva? That even if something is Asur, let's say just because of Minhag, for non-Jews. The non-Jews behave in a certain way because it's accepted that this should be wrong. Says the Ritva, that also then must be wrong after he becomes Jewish. Even if the Ikar Adin is just a minog, and therefore it shouldn't be also for us, but if the non-Jews have taken it upon themselves to behave in a certain way, so it's impossible that the Jew can be lax and lenient in that area. Again, there's a big Musar Haskel here. But again, that is the Ritva's discussion here. It's a little question about the the lashon exactly. It's a little lakui, the lashon of the Ritva here, but that's what he's trying to say, as is explained in the note. Mavur mi rabbeinu kan debchol shebchu kosehem aser beiz a shniya b'giyusan to aser lacha geres mishum shelo shema yomru v'lo matzasi lo rabbeinu chaver lazeh. Right, the Ritva here is unique that anything that's aser in the world of the non Jews is also aser for us. There can't be anything less chomer. Then he connects this even to a shita of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim, "Aser lekalel aviv akum levazoso." Right now, a person is not allowed, a ger is not allowed to curse his father, his biological father. Why is he allowed to curse his biological father? So again, banu mikdash chamer lo kedusha kala. When he was a guy, also it was accepted that you know this shouldn't be done. It's accepted that it shouldn't be done. So to hear, we shouldn't be able to say banu mikdash chamura lo kedusha kala. Of course, this is the minhag then. So to hear. Again, this might come up in other areas as well that you can never go down a level in terms of nihug when a person becomes Jewish. A big footnote there, if you want
to.
So lending interest to a guy, meaning when, but that's between a Jew and a non-Jew. Meaning when a non-Jew.
Oh, because
the Catholic Church doesn't allow interest between non-Jews and non-Jews, and therefore when he becomes Jewish, so he cannot now lend to the non-Jew that he was able to lend to. Okay, it's a good question. Gotta look into it. But again, but a Jew himself is allowed to lend to right, because he never went. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, let's continue. So lo gazer be'rabbanan. So banu mikdash chamer lo shakala. Let's continue. So no shniyos when it comes to geirim. So Amar Rav Nachman, geirim hova asu lo yadan neimabu milsa. Once geirim came up, let's talk about it a little bit. Later on, actually, in Maseches Yevamos is the main sugyus of geirus. Main sugya of geirus comes up in the Mems in about 25 blad or so, but that's the big sugya of geirus. So says Rav Nachman, let's talk about geirim for a minute. Achim min ha'av min ha'im lo ya'idu. Maternal brothers cannot testify with each other. We know krovim, relatives, are not allowed to testify, but gerim are not related, mida araisa, to their relatives. So are they allowed to testify? So achim min ha'im, so maternal brothers, who Rashi explains, we know for sure are brothers. Because right, mother, we already know, because that's physical, you know, they came out of this mother. So it's always easier to know who the mother is than to know who the father is. So, mina aim, they're allowed to testify together, l'chadchila, v'im he'idu edus and edus. But if they did, edus and edus, because, me'ikir hadin, they are not related. Achin min ha'av, v'idu l'chadchila. But brothers from the father are even allowed to testify, l'chadchila. Rashi explains, rachmana afkare lazera, zirmasusam zirmasam, a sugi that comes up elsewhere. But paternal brothers, we're not exactly sure if they are really related to the father. It's more difficult to determine the families, the fathers, so therefore that is even mutter l'chadchila. Amemar Amar, afilo achim min ha'im, nami meidin l'chadchila. Amemar says, no, even l'chadchila, maternal brothers are allowed to testify with each other. Maishnome arayos. What's the difference? Why is it that by arayos we are gozer, that there should be relationships even after geirus, as we gave the two reasons before, that either ba'am mikdash chamer lo kedusha kala or confusion. So why by arayos do we have this law that we give them the status of relatives, while by testimony we don't? Says the Gemara. Erva, and this is where the second reason comes up, of confusion. Erva lakol masura. By gili arayos, marriage, you get married anywhere. You don't have to do it in Besdin. You get married anywhere. So there could be confusion. So that's why we have to give the relatives of the ger the status of relatives. Because there's going to be confusion. If he's allowed to marry his maternal sister now, so people are going to, oh, maternal sister, I didn't realize that those are mutter. So therefore there's going to be confusion. Erva lakol masura. Eidus lebesdin mesura. But Eidus, of course, is only in Besdin, and therefore Besdin is not going to be confused. So Besdin realizes that this is a ger, he's not related to these people. The ger should discard Gan Shinola Dami. And Besdin will realize that he has no relatives, but otherwise there's not going to be confusion. Okay, a couple of points related to this important topic. Just first of all, one detailed point on the Eidus issue. So what does the Gemara seem to say? We'll accept Eidus from these two brothers because they're really not related. Me'ikar Adin. Maybe L'chadchila not, but you have a no. So Rabbi Chanan discusses in Kovas Haaretz. Rabbi Chanan says, what's the reason for Psul Karov in Hilchas Eidus? Huge sugya. Why are brothers not allowed to testify? The Gemara in Baba Basra says, even Moshe and Aaron are not allowed to testify. You would think, like, if they're Edom, they would be the best Edom, you know, man could buy. man can have. So what's the, right, rather, but they wouldn't, man wouldn't buy those edim. But again, what's the reason? So again, the big discussion, is it Xeris HaKasuf? That's, that sounds like from Baba Basra. Moshe and Aaron can't even testify. Obviously, Xeris HaKasuf, witnesses cannot be related. Or do you say, what's the other reason? Why you would say witnesses cannot testify for each other, with each other? What's the other reason? Chashaker, you're worried that it's going to be some type of lie. I'm going to testify for my brother, obviously, I'm going to go for him. Right? I'm going to testify with my brother, obviously, we can testify, we know each other. So chashaker, the Gemara says in Maseches, Rabbi Chanan quotes it here, that it says in, where's this Gemara? I don't know where the Gemara is, but he quotes regarding Erison, Sanhedrin, that an Arus cannot testify for his Arus also. Why? They're not really related. It's Erison because Ikruve Daita, Talia. It's based on Kirv Adat. They like each other. So even though they're not fully married, they like each other, so you can't testify. So Bachana notes, so Gerim, they're not halachically related, but they're biologically related. So would that influence the issue of Edus? Some of the reasons, if they're biologically related, so is it so pashut that they're going to be able to testify because they're not halakhically related? So he doesn't really answer the question. He just has that ha'ara. He says, "Begeirim krovim yipsulim lahayid zelazeh." So if they're really related, so halakhically fine arayos. But if you're talking about edus, so he's not so clear that that is going to be. Right, he talks about avelus. Is there avelus? Does a ger have avelus for his parents? So he quotes a Ramban that maybe it's totally on Tsar, maybe he should have some type of avelus. So here too, I mean, not, we don't pass in that way. But he discusses that by krovim, it's not so pashit that we should say that they're able to testify for each other because maybe it's totally on chash sheker and the fact that they are related. Gershon's got kanshanola dami. What's the makar for that halacha? The Gemara quotes it a number of times in Shas. There is never a pasuk quoted. What is the source for Gershon is Gaikat and Shinola Dami? Chassam Sofer writes in Maseches Avodah Zarah that has bothered him for years. I don't know what the makar is. So there are two possibilities that we'll mention. Number one is the Balaturim. The Balaturim says, the Parshas Kisetze, Balaturim says, Lo Sate Mishpat Ger Yasom. It says, you're not allowed to twist the judgment of a Ger Yasom. Right, the mishpat of a ger yasom, but lo sachvo begat almana, lo sate mishpat ger yasom. So, what do you mean ger yasom? Says the Balaturim. This is in Chaf Dalid Yud Zayin. It doesn't say ger vi yasom. It says ger yasom. Says the Balaturim, lomar gershin is gayer kikatan shenol adami. That a ger is a yasom. A ger halachically is a yasom. Number one. Number two, the Meshech Chachma writes, I think towards the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, somewhere, I think it maybe in Vaschanan, I think maybe that's where the pasuk is. By Shuvu Lachem La'ahalechem. Shuvu Lachem La'ahalechem. After Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go back to your tents. We know, Ein Ohel Ela Ishto. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go back to your wives. Go back to your wives. What do you mean? Some of them, they just got the halachas of Arayas. Right? They just got the halachas of Arayas by Har Sinai. They all could go back to their wives. Some of them are also to them. It must be that they're all allowed to go back to their wives because they're not related anymore, and therefore every man is allowed to go back to his wife. Gershon is gayer kachin ol adami. So you're looking at me, or you're about to ask me, doesn't it say bocha lemishpachosav? Is that what you can ask? No. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That was only prisha for Matan Torah.
That was only prisha for Matan Torah. I'm saying, but afterwards, either way, now it says go back home. So it just means go back home. But Ahalechem is usually Ein Ohel Ela Ishto. Either way, so they separated, right, for 3 days, but now they're all going back to their wives. They're all allowed to go back to their wives. What do you mean? Some of them, they might have been married to their aunt. Their aunt is also to them. So what's to them before him? Sorry?
So Moshe and Aaron
should be kosher to be Eidim. Okay, maybe we'll deal with the next question that we're going to deal with. And that is one more point, and that is, Chazal say, the Pasuk says, Bochel Mishpachosav, after Har Sinai. They were crying, and we usually assume that they were crying because of Arayas. That's what Rashi calls, Al-Iske Arayas, Shenas Elohem. So what do you mean it was Asur? According to the Meshech Chachma, it wasn't Asur. So what do you mean they were crying? There's a number of answers give us. The Meshech Chachma says they were crying for right now. Now, let's say the new, you want to now marry somebody new. So that's why they were crying. Mikana Lahaba. They weren't crying for the past. But there are other answers given as well. The Maharal Miprag is quoted in the Hakdama of the Shev Shmaitza. It's a very long Hakdama. But then it goes to the Maharal, who deals with this question, who says, it doesn't apply to that Geiris, because that was kind of a Geiris Balkarcha. Nasa Venishma, Kavalem Harkagigis, they were forced. So you can't bring any Rias from the Geiris of, even though we learn many halachas of Geiris from Matan Torah, as the Gemara will discuss later on in the Masechta, but you can't bring any Rias from that Geiris because that was a unique type of Geiris. Similar idea, something that we discussed a couple of years ago on Shavuos night, the Granat. The Granat says dealing with, again, the question of why do they need Geiris? Were they considered Jews or not before Har Sinai? Huge topic. Were B'nai Yisrael considered B'nai Noach with a couple of extra mitzvahs before Har Sinai? Or were they already B'nai Yisrael? And then, you know, afterwards, they got all the rest of the mitzvahs. Big sugya, the Parshas Drachim, the Mishnah Lamelech, has this suffix about what they were considered. Many sources quoted, but says the Granat, really, they were B'nai Yisrael before Har Sinai. It's just that they were got a hosafa of Kedusha afterwards. If that's true, then of course, Arayos, you know, it's a Bokal and Mishmachosav, has different rules by, and Arayos and Geirus here, as you don't say Geirus is Gar Kanshin Olodami by Maimon Har Sinai. Even though usually you do say it, but here you would not say it because they were really B'nai Yisrael beforehand. So those are three possible answers why they were crying, even though Gershon is Geyer. First answer is that, Mikan Lahaba. The other two answers are like, that Geyerus was different. He was forced, or really wasn't a Geyerus. It was a Geyerus L'inyan mitzvah, not a Geyerus L'inyan, their biological connection. Either way, that is related to Gershon is Geyer, Kakot and Shinola Dami. Period. Next, Mishnah. Masnisen. Okay. Just Ha'ara, as yesterday, as we know, is Daf, you got to sit there with the pictures. But again, generally in Yevamos, you have to chazer more than other Masechta. You have to chazer every Masechta. But just to get it down, klar, the first time, got to do it more than once. But we should look at it as a challenge, and we should try to do it. We shouldn't say, oh, Yevamos. Yeah. No, we got to sit down, we got to put in the time a little bit more, maybe at night, you know, just to go over the Daf one extra time, just to get it a little bit clearer in our head, because a lot of it isn't hard to understand. It's challenging just to get the cases down. Again, if somebody is more of a picture learner, more of a Rashi learner, Rashi goes through every case beautifully. And if we're just sitting there, just putting in the time, will allow us to be kona this mesechtas. We just gotta look at it as a challenge and to try to do the best we can, and not just to shy away from it, but just to get closer to it. Okay, next Mishnah. Mishi Yeshlo Ach Mikol Makom. So the next we have next Amud is somewhat of a little lighter, quote unquote. There's a lot, as much as there wasn't to say yesterday, there's a lot to say today. Mishnah. Mishi Yeshlo Ach Mikol Makom. If somebody has a brother anywhere, any kind of brother, Zokik is Eshes Achiv Liyibum. That brother is Zokik Liyibum. Meaning if a man dies and he has any kind of brother, that brother creates a Zika to Yibum. What does it mean, any kind of brother? So the Gemara is going to discuss it. And that brother, we're going to talk, this talking about a mamzer, that's what we'll see the Gemara is going to say, and that brother is his brother regarding every halacha. Except if your brother is the product of a non-Jewish mother, so then he's not related to you. So then, that's not a brother, that's okay. If your father had a relationship with a goya, with a non-Jewish woman, or an avedes or a shivcha, an alma ivriya, shivcha kananis, I'm sorry. So therefore, there is no relation. That kind of brother is not going to work. A. B, second part of the Mishnah. Mishish lo ben mikol makom. If somebody has a son, any kind of son anywhere in the world, if he has any kind of son, poter eshes aviv min hayibum. Then he paters his father's wife, min hayibum. Any kind of son gets the wife out of yibum. V'chayiv al makasov al kilolaso ubenolach al dover. And this son, again, the Gemara is going to tell us that it's talking about a mamzer, that even a mamzer's son gets the father out of yibum. What does that mean? What do you mean gets the father? If the father has a mamzer, then he gets remarried to another woman, and then the father dies. So then, the woman does not become a Yavamba, because the father had a son from a previous marriage, even if the son had been a mamzer. That's what the Mishnah is going to be referring to. So that mamzer gets her out of Yibum, and that son is considered a full son. He's not allowed to hit his father, he's not allowed to curse his father. There's a chiyuv misa, and he's a son regarding every halacha. Chutz b'mishi yishlo ben min hashivcho min avedes kochavim, again, except for a son from a non-Jewish woman, because that son is considered not Jewish. A couple of points. The Maariv Chayis here, interestingly, says one of the reasons that he saw in a sefer, he says one of the reasons that we do chalitza b'zman hazeh and we don't do yibum. He says Rachmanu Litzlan. So many. He says our generation is lo achshar dara. There are many problematic maisim going on today, and who knows if this man who died didn't have another son somewhere, some mamzer son somewhere that he never told anybody about. So there's this chash suffix that maybe he has a mom's or a son somewhere, and therefore then you can't do yibum. This eishes ach. So that's another reason he says why bizman hazeh we do chalisa and not yibum. The zeh tam balu ayom mitzvah yibum. Afagat the halacha chalisa v'gav yibum la mitzvah bechol zeh bizman acheron to lo achshir dara v'ula yesh lo achshir meis ben bechol makom. So that's another reason why we do chalisa bizman hazeh and not yibum. So it says that the son, though, the Mishnah said that the mamzer's son, we're going to say, because we're talking about a mamzer, is his son, is a son for everything. Is a son regarding Haka and Klala. What about Puruvu? What about Puruvu? Is a son, is a mamzer's son, are the parents, the father, kind of the mitzvah of Puruvu? So that's a suffix in the Yerushalmi right here, but the way that the Yerushalmi is understood by the Ramban Rashba Ritva is all that, yes, there is a kiyum of puravu when it comes to a son. That's how the Rashba understands it. That's how the Ritva. But all the Chaldavar, I'm reading the Rashba. Afilu lepiri yivarivya. Af lomar. Afal bisha nolad ba'avira. Gazru bo shnios. There's even shnios by the son. V'kiyim beinami mitzvahs puravu. So this is the Yerushalmi. The one who is most bothered by this, we mentioned this in the past, and that is Menachas Chinuch. Menachas Chinuch and Mitzvah Aleph. Mitzvah Aleph, Puravu, first mitzvah in the Torah. Puravu in Parshas Bereishis. He says, Zezman kvar hikshesi. He says, I don't know, how could this be? How could this be? He says that you are Yotzi the Mitzvah with Puravu. What about the principle of Mitzvah Baba Veira? Mitzvah Baba Veira. Mamzer. Puravu with a Mamzer? He says, how could that be? So first he's bothered on a halachically. How can he be mitzvah baba veira? So he says, oh, I have a lumdish svar to come up. Mitzvah baba veira is only when you're being mekayim the mitzvah, you're still doing the aveira. When you're shaking a stolen lulav, you're still violating the isser of gazel, because you still have a chiyuv to return it. Whenever, if you're eating stolen matzah, you're violating. If you just carry matzah on Shabbos in a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and then you're eating the matzah, then that's not mitzvah b'aveira, because you're not still doing the aveira. You did the aveira already. He says, so do here. He says, puravu is when the kid's born, not the maisa biya. The maisa biya is the aveira, finished. So now, this is a separate. So no mitzvah b'aveira problem. Oh. But then he says, on a hashkafic level, I can't accept this. He says, "Belavach itzarach iyan gadol ech yotzi dechovaso beben kazeh shemar bepsulim b'Yisrael." I don't understand. Puravu is not just physical; it's transmitting the Mesorah to the next generation. He says, "How can you possibly be mekayim puravu with this?" Sorach ian maod ech yotzi dechova. Does not answer the hashkafic question. Gets out of the halachic question, but the hashkafic question he just leaves as a sorach ian. Even though we paskin this way, the Ramah in the beginning of Evan Ezer, Simon Aleph quotes that a mamzer you are mekayim the mitzvah puravu with a mamzer.
If you only have a brother, then you share the same mother.
If you only have a brother that you share the same mother, there is no yibum. Yibum is only paternal. Bikomako means any kind of brother, any halachic status of that brother, but not paternal, not maternal. Okay, so says the Gemara, Mikomako Masuye Mai. So what is it including? Amar Yehuda Lasuye Mamzer. As we said, a brother anywhere in the world, even if your brother is a mamzer, that brother creates a Zika of Yibam. We've shown him here discuss something that we touched on earlier on Daf Tezayin, and that is only Mamzer is included. What about Mumar? What about a heretic? So that is a Machlokas Gaonim. Machlokas Gaonim, Rav Sadia Gon, Rav Chanai Gon, you look here in the Rashba, in the Ritva, they all quote, Mumar, is there a Zika? So most Gaonim and Rishonim hold that only Mamzer, not only is Mamzer included, but even a Mumar. Meaning if Reuven dies and his brother is totally off the derech, he's a heretic, there's still a Zika to Yibam. Tragically, you got to get Shimon to do Chalitza. Tragically, you know, you'd rather not, but says the Rashba says, what happened to his Kedusha? So he's a Mumar, but Chati Yisrael, we say it by Achan, Afabisha Chati Yisraelu, he's still a Jew. One time in history, on Daf Tezayin, we said that the 10 Shvatim don't have Kedusha anymore. But that's not a general principle that applies forever. So that's why Rov Rishon and the Rashba says, what happens to his Kedusha? But there are some Gaonim, that's Paskin that no, Mumar does not create a Zika. The Ritva has an unbelievable lashon. The Ritva here says, what do you mean? What's the whole point of Yibam? Lahakim Zera. What, if the Mumar has a kid, that's Hakama Zera? That's Hakama Zera La'ach. The brother really wants that Zera. To have a son to his Mumar brother. But again, most Rishonim say that a Mumar is Jewish, has the halachic status of a Jew, and therefore, even though it's a tragedy, it's a tragedy because many times you're not going to get him to do Chalitza, and this woman's going to be stuck, but But that is the halach. And the Ritva here has five pages of humongous footnotes. Not the Ritva, but you know this is why the Ritva, the Ha'aris of the Ritva, earn their keep right here for a sugya like this. He has five different columns of notes again related to this topic. So issue of mumar. So Pshita, says the Gemara, Pshita is obvious. If a brother has a brother mamzer, of course he's going to be zokik liyivim. So achivu. So ma the tema leilof achva mi bnei Yaakov malahalang shirim lo psulin afkang shirim lo psulin kamash malah. No, you might have said you learned gzeirah shava as we had in the past from bnei Yaakov. Achim by Yivim was learned that from the Shvatim. Just like by the Shvatim they were all ksherim, so too you might have thought they have to be kosher brothers kamash malah. So too no, sorry. Okay, that was the father, but now we're talking about the brothers. Right, they were considered to be kosher. They weren't considered mamzerim, even though they're two sisters. Even though now you're right, that's a separate topic, sheer topic. I've given that one already. Ve'ema hachanami. You might think, how do you know not to make that gzeirah shava? The Gemara answers, no. Kiva delinin yibum miftar niftar. Since regarding yibum, the mamzer is considered a child, and therefore meaning to say that the father, the mother, is not chayiv in yibum. Miskagnami zalkik. So we say it must be that the brother is enough to create this zika. What's the common denominator? The Ritva says, is a mamzer considered to be hakamas zera to the brother? So if a child is good enough to say the brother has zera, so too the brother then must be enough to be zokik liyibim. V'yachavu l'chol davar, and a mamzer is a full brother. L'may hilchasa liyarshav litamilo. In terms of Yerusha, he yarshins his brother. If there's no father, then Yerusha goes from paternal brother to paternal brother. V'litamilo, and they become tummy to each other if they are kohanim. Pshita achivu, of course, they're brothers. So why would you think that they don't become tummy to each other? No, because I might have had a havamino ho v'ksiv ki'im l'sheiro hakarov elav, because it says by a tumas kohen that he becomes tummy to the she'er, to the relative that he is close to. And we know she'er refers to a wife, that a kohen is b'tami himself for his wife. V'ksiv lo yitami ba'al ba'amav lehechalo. But the pasuk also says that he doesn't become make himself tummy to desecrate his kedusha. What does that mean? Yish bal she matame, yish bal she ina matame. Sometimes the husband comes tummy for his wife, and sometimes not. Haketan matame hula ishtok sheir ve'im matame lishtok psula. A kohen only is allowed to become tummy for his wife that he is halachically allowed to marry, and not a wife that he's halachically not allowed to marry. So just like there is a limit to the wife, so hachanami matame hula akashim ve'im matame lach pasul. That's the halamina. That's why I would have thought maybe also only to a kosher brother does he become tamei, and not to a pasul brother, a mamzer brother. Kamash Milan, that's why you have we know the chiddush that no, a mamzer, our Mishnah tells me, is a full brother. The ema hachanami, I might think hachanami. What do you mean? Maybe I should limit it to a kosher brother. No, says the Gemara, hasam afuke kaima. By the pasul wife, she stands to get divorced. So Rashi here has an amazing lashon. Rashi on the third line, hilkach lav ishtohi. She's not a full wife. We paskin there is tefisas kedushin. Fine, but let's say chayvi lavin. But Rashi here has a lashon. They're not fully married. They are married, but they're not married. So therefore, afuke kaima, and therefore that impacts even the status of the marriage. And that's why he's not matami to his wife. Hacha achivu. But here, mom's your brother. He's fully your brother. So therefore, there is tuma and there is yerusha. Period. The Mishnah concluded that except if you have a brother who's not Jewish, if you have a brother who is the son of a non-Jewish woman, so then he's not your brother. My time, what's the source? What's the source if somebody has a non-Jewish mother? They are not Jewish. Amar Kra, because the pasuk says at the beginning of Mishpatim, Ha'isha v'iladeha tiyal adoneha. Right, because it says by an Eved Ivri, the master is allowed to give him a shifcha kananis to have children with, but when he leaves, the mother and children stay with the master, meaning they're not really his family, so therefore, he leaves without them, the children are non-Jews. There's a big discussion, just to note one makar. If you look in the psukim, it's a din d'oraisa, the master is only allowed to give an Eved Ivri a wife, if the Eved Ivri already has a wife, right? Mishayish lo isho banan kfar. But if he doesn't have a wife, in begapo yafo, begapo yetse. If he comes in without a wife, the master is allowed to give him a wife. So why is that? Xeris akasa. But why is it? You could think the opposite. He's only allowed to give him a wife if he has a wife already. So there are different upshatim given. The Klei Yakar says on that pasuk, maybe because if he doesn't have a wife yet, and that he's going to have this shivcha as a wife, that he's going to build a family with this woman, and if he's not going to think he has to do anything else regarding Puravu, I was Yosei already. But they're not his kids. So that's why, you know, because of this Gemara, a she'enkin, if he already has children, so then, you know, you could give him, because there's no worry that he's not going to do peruvu anymore, because he already did, he already has his own wife. The Rav Sternbach has a tamadat, has a beautiful pshat. We don't want anybody to think that this is real, a real Jewish marriage. We don't want people to think that this is what it's all about. So that's why if he's already married, he has a Jewish wife, oh, okay, so there's no danger for him to think, not realize and appreciate what marriage is all about. He says that in Tam Badas, right here, the beginning of Mishpatim. Masha'enkin, if he doesn't have one yet, there's a worry that he's going to think that this is what marriage is all about. Period. Mishyesh lo ben mikoma kompoter. Any son, anywhere in the world, any type of son, poters the wife from Ibum. Again, this means if Reuven has a son, and then he got married to another woman, and then he dies, so then this other woman is not zakuk to be a Yavama, because Reuven has a son from another marriage. Again, mamzer is included. My taima da makra u ben ein lo, because the Badak says, the only time there's Yibum is if he doesn't have any son, and the Gemara darshins, Ayin Alav. Sometimes Aleph and Ayin switches. Ayin Alav. Search out on him to see if he has any child. This also, Tosa says, includes daughter. You don't know daughter, Beferish, in the Torah. Daughter is also included from this pasuk. The Chayv Amakaso. Also, the Mishnah says that a mamzer's son is chay for hitting his father. So it says the Gemara, why? Amai karikan v'nasi b'amcha lo sar, ba'osa ma'isa amcha. We have a drasha that you're only not allowed to curse the nasi when he is ba'amcha, when he does acts that is part of your nation. But if somebody is a Baal Avera, there's no Avera. There's no Isser. So ask the Gemara, if your father had you as a Mamzer, so your father is a Baal Avera, right? Your father married an Ish, was Mizana with an Ish's Ish. So obviously he's a Baal Avera. So why do you have to have big, huge issue? But the Gemara touches on it here. Aren't you allowed to hit your father who is a Baal Avera? So Kedamra Pinchas, Mishpeter, Shabra, Papa, Ba'osit Shuva, Hachanai, Ba'osit, Kishashit Shuva. No, your father did Shuva. So that's why you're not allowed to hit him. So ask the Gemara what we related to yesterday a little bit. V'haibar tshuva hu? Is it possible to do tshuva if you had a mamzer? V'hat's not. We learned in the Mishnah Chagiga. Shimon Manasya Omer, Ezel Muvas Luchal Liskon. What's an example of something that you can't fix? Zabola Erva V'holim and a mamzer. If you have a mamzer son, you can't do tshuva for that. So ask the Gemara. Hashemiya Osamaisa Amchahu. You're right, you can't do complete tshuva. But still, you have the status now of being a Shomer Torah Mitzvos. You're Osamaisa Amcha. So if you're Osamaisa Amcha, still a mamzer is not allowed to hit you. Period. Tana, well, 30 more seconds, a little bit. Tana Rabbana. So now we get back to Inyani. We can spend more time on what we just discussed about the halachic status of kibud of aim, of hitting, of cursing, all of those of a parent who is a Baal Avera. It's a big sugya in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch. Tana Rabbana. But now the Gemara gets back to some arayis issues. Habola chosa v'hibas eishes aviv. What if somebody lives with his paternal sister? Paternal sister, different mothers. He lives with his paternal sister. How many averas? So, number one, it's his sister, but it's also his father's wife's daughter. So, how many averes? So, chay mishum achosu mishum bas eishes aviv. Tanakama says two malkas. If you did a bishogig, you chay two karbanas. One for sister, and one for father's wife's daughter. Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda omer eino chayv ela mishum achosu bilvad. No, only for sister, and lo mipnei bas eishes aviv. And not because of bas eishes aviv. Only one. My tamayo derabanan, why? Why do the rabbanan say only one? Michdi. Ksiva haraz achos chabas avicho bas imecho. It says, do not reveal the nakedness of your sister. Eras bas eishes avicho malas avicha achos chahi lamali. Why do you need the other pasik that talks about the same exact case? Shema mina. Lechayvo mishum achosu mishum bas eishes aviv. The Tanakhama says, the extra pasuk is to teach me your chayiv too. Your chayiv for sister and for father's wife's daughter. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Amar Kra Achoscha Hi. No, the pasuk says, this is your sister. Mishem Achoscha Ata Machayiva V'yeta Machayiva Mishem Bas Eishes Aviv. So your chayiv for your sister and not because of your father's wife's daughter. What does each of them do with the other one's pasuk? I guess we'll have to stop here. And we'll continue Bez Shem tomorrow. Okay, have a guten Shabbos everyone. And hope your Kabbalah Satorah was wonderful. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Friedman family. L'zecher Nishmas Feger Reizel Bas Menachem Munish.